ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz. This shiur is part two of a two-part series.
Bruchim ha'mazinim. This shiur will, be'ezus Hashem, be the second shiur, Chelek Beis, on Sanhedrin Dav Gimel. And this shiur we will cover more inyanim that weren't included in the first shiur on Sanhedrin Dav Gimel due to time constraints. The Gemara brings down a machlaikis, Rav Acha Brei de Rav Ika, and Rava, as how to understand why Haidois Vahavayis does not require Shleisha Mumchin, but Shleisha Adyaitis is enough. Rava holds that Be'emes Midai Raisa, Ir of Parshias Shanukan, and the three times that it says Elohim in the Parsha of Gzeles really means that Hu Adin Lagabe Halvayis also we need Shleisha Mumchin. And it's only midrabanan that we're makel on account of shleitinal delos b'fnei lovin that the chachamim were masakin that shleisha hadyaitis is enough. So midraisa we need shleisha mumchin. We're makel that hadyaitis is enough. But the ikar din of shleisha comes mikayach the ikar din of dairaisa that you need shleisha because that the chachamim maintained even after their takana. That goes according to the shita of Rabbi Vohu that holds that Shnayim Shadonu Dine Mominis Ain Dine Hem Din. Because Midaraisa, you need Shleisha even by Hidayas Valvais. That sheet is Rava. Ravacha Bredervika holds the opposite. He holds that Be'emes Midaraisa, it says Betzedek Tishpoit Amisecha, which means that one dying is enough. Akalpanim by Hidayas Valvais, where it doesn't say three times Elohim. Nevertheless, the Chachamim were Machmir. And they required like Alpanim you need Shalesh. They weren't Machmer so vite to say Shalesh Mumchen, but like Alpanim you need Shalesh Hedyaitis. That stems with the Shita of Shmuel that says that Shnaim Shidanu Dinehin Din, Ela Shenikru Bezdan Chatzav. Because he also holds that Midaraisa one dying is enough. So therefore, if one dying dined, Midaraisa that's a Dintaira. He's called the Bezdan Chatzav because he's over on the Takanas Chachamim to need Shalesh. But b'di'eved, the Chachamim allowed the din to be a din taira. Now Shmuel's lashon that says Shnayim Shadanu, Tosfos already on Dafei Amud Aleph b'divrei Maschil ve'im tells us that that's lav dafka. Even one is also enough. Now in this sheet of Rav Acha Brei Rav Ika and Shmuel, what's the tam for the Takanas Chachamim to require shalish? So the Gemara says Mishum Yeshvei Kranis, because of the chshash that maybe a dayan will be an Am Haaretz. Therefore, they required shalish. And the Gemara explains, "Atu betlasa milay havi yeshvei kranis. Why aren't we chayshish even by shalish? Maybe they'll be yeshvei kranis." And the Gemara answers, "I efshar the less behu chad de gamer. If we're going to have shalish dayanim, it's not possible that at least one of them should not be a talmid chacham. Therefore, they required shalish in order to ensure that the chol apachas one of them will be a gamer, one of them will be a talmid chacham." And in Mela, that will be a good din Torah. Now the pashtus of the Gemara is mashma, that what would it be if we see three dayanim had yaitis, and we taka sila fanenu that two of them are amei aretz, and one of them is a gamir, one of them is a tamar chacham, that would be a good bezdin, because that's what the Gemara says, that the number of shalish is required just in order to ensure that one of them will be a gamir. But the Maisa, if you look at the Torah in Simon Gimel, he brings a machlekes Rishayim in regards to that. The Torah says that the Rosh Be'emes holds that all you need is one Talmud Chacham. The other two could be Stam, Amei Aretz, people that don't know the Halacha Bechlal. But the Ramah says the Torah, that you need that all of them should be Talmid Chachamim. You need Sholesh Gemiri. The Chayr that's Mamish Apella. The Chayr that goes connected our Gemara. Our Gemara quite mefurish says, he after the less behu chad the gomer. We required shalish so that to ensure that we have one the gomer, but we don't need shalish that are gomer. So the Bach over there answers that the Ramah holds that be'emes this is mitlitali in the machlekes of Rava and of Acha Brei de Ravika. And Chanami lefir of Acha Brei de Ravika, where me'ikar din taira all we need is one. The Chachamim went ahead and they're ma'isef that you need shalish. The Chachamim only were ma'isav they need shalish in order to ensure that we at least have one, which Me'ikar Adin, all we need is one, that one should be a Talmud Chacham. So the Takanas Chachamim to have two more wasn't Machayiv two more Talmud Chachamim. and two Amei Aretz is enough. And that's the Pashas of our Gemara. But Rava, who he holds a Midaraisa, you even need Shleisha Mumchen. And it goes the other way around, that the Chachamim were making, that they said Shleisha Adyaitis is enough. Akalpanim, even though Adyaitis is enough and they don't have to be Mumchen, the definition of Mumchen in this context means Smuchen, they don't have to have Smicha. But Tamid Chachamim, Gemiri they have to be. And if they're going to be Amei Aretz, it's not going to be a Bezdin Bechlal. So it comes out Lefi this, we have another nafkamina between the shitas of Rava and Rav Acha Brei Deravika. The Gemara says one nafkamina, if b'di'eved, one is enough. Now we have another nafkamina. Even on a lechat chila level, the fear of Acha Brei Deravika, all we need is one Talmud Chacham, the other two can be Yashri Kranis. Whereas Lefi Rava, we need three Talmud Chachamim. Frek the Bachan himself, how can I say this pshat? Lechayre, the Gemara which asks what the nafkamina is, Ma'ika ben Rava Rav Acha Brei Deravika, doesn't say this nafkamina. Says the Bach that Enechanami, the Gemara, could have also said this nafkamina. And then he's Maisif, could be the Gemara didn't say this nafkamina because it's Pashat. Azai Zok, the Bach. But the Lecha Mishneh in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, he's not Sefridin with the Terutzim of the Bach. He says we cannot be Machadish another nafkamina la'alacha, which is not Nizkar in the Gemara. If the Gemara says that there's only one nafkamina, it's obvious that in regards to this halacha, there is no machlekes Rava and Rav Acha Brei Deravika, which will force us to say that the Rama is going to hold that even the Fishitas Rav Acha Brei Deravika, also the Takanas Chachamim was that you need Shleisha Tamid Chachamim. And to have two Yeshvei Kranis and one Gamir is not a kim of the Takanas Chachamim. That's not the best thing that the Chachamim were talking about when they said Shleisha Adyaitis. The problem is, though, that it's fakir from the Gemara, because the Gemara says that the only reason why we need Shleisha is because E.F. should the less people had the Gemir. And according to the Torah, according to the Ramah, comes out that you need Shleisha Gemiri. And for the Lecha Mishneh, Amari de Keteretz. Zok the Lecha Mishneh that Be'emes Avada that the Konos Chachamim was that you need Shleisha Gemiri. The Gemara is just being Masber what was going on in the minds of the Chachamim when they required Shleisha Gemiri. When the Chachamim were Machayev Shleisha Gemiri, the Be'emes, they had a Chshash that their takana lemaisa won't be niskayim b'miluai. Even though we're being masak and shleisha gemiri, not always will people be matzliach to find shleisha gemiri, and they may end up with one or two yeshrei kronis. Zag in the chachamim, that's fine, because even if our takana will not be niskayim b'miluai, one thing we can be sure of, that at least one of them will end up being gemiri. So if the chachamim were never masak and shleisha gemiri, then it's possible that shleisha yeshrei kronis would be the dayanim. The only reason why the Gemara assumes in the first place that the Efshar, the Les B'chad, the Gemiri, is not because 33% of the Jewish population are Gemiri. It's because by being Mesakin, they need Shleisha Gemiri, even if there will be situations where they won't actually be Matzliach to find Shleisha Gemiri, we can be Samech that HaKapanim, at least one of the three, will be Gemiri, and Memela, the Iker Bezdim in the entire will be Neskayim, and that's why we need Shleisha. But Avada me'ikar adin to be makayim that the takanas chachamim kitzurasei like the chachamim said, it's got to be shleisha gemiri mamish. Now lemaisa, this pshat of the Rama and the Gemara is a chidush in reading the Gemara. The pashtus of the Gemara is mashma like the Rosh that you only need chad the gomer. So where did the Rama get this hanacha pshuta that you need three that are gemiri? So lechayra that could be understood. I'll be the following chakira. If we have a dayan that's loy gamer, is the pshat that he's a dayan, just he's missing the mila of gamer? Or the pshat is that a dayan that's loy gamer is missing from the basic components of being a dayan, and he doesn't have a shem dayan bachlal? The pshat in this tzad is, because part of being a dayan means somebody who has the capability of coming to the right psak halacha, which requires a gamer. So a dayan that's like gomer is kein dayanisht. That's the chayra mashiyesh lachgar in the status of a dayan that's like gomer. Zokt b'shmul Rizovsky in Shiri b'shmul Eis Chafei that the Rama holds that a dayan that's like gomer is not a dayan b'chlal. So it's impossible, zokt the Rama min asvare, to say that the Gemara means that you could have one that's gomer and two that are like gomer, because that would come out that you really only have one dayan. Bal karchach you need shleisha the gemiri. And the pshat in the Gemara is, like we explained previously, that the just b'di'eved, if you only had One that's gomer, akapanim, where yaitze that the raisa inyan of bezdim. That's the pshat in the shita surama. What is the rush hold? So the chayra, there's a makam to say that the rush holds not like that. The rush holds that a shem dayan doesn't require gomer. A dayan is a dayan regardless of the fact if he's gomer or not. Gomer is just a milo. How do we know that the psak is emes? Even if he personally is not gomer, but based on the fact that the shleisha dayanim and rav paskins a certain way, so we know that the psak is emes. But the fact that he personally is not a gomer does not detract from his shame dayan. That's what the chayri could have said pshat in the rushes. However, Reb Shmuel does not want to accept that, and Reb Shmuel holds that it's pashit that a dayan that's not gomer is chaser in his shem dayan, and he therefore remains tzarech ian on the shita of the rush that holds that one degomer is enough. How could it be, Tainet Reb Shmuel, that you could have one degomer and two that are not gomer? It turns out that in essence, there really is only one dayan here. That's the kasha of Reb Shmuel. Now Reb Shmuel himself speaks out that be'emes, this kasha is not so shver lefi the shita of Reb Achad Reid Ravika. Because according to him, he holds that be'emes midaraisa, we only need one dayan, and the chacham were maisif that we need two more dayanim in order to ensure that we actually have one degomer. So this haysafa that the chacham ramaisif yeshleimer that they said taket you don't need davke lahaysif two people that have shem dayanim. You just have to be maisif two more people that are yeshvim bedin, because as long as you have three people that are yeshvim bedin, we could be sure that we have one dayan. But it's true that lemaisa a bezin which is comprised of only one dayan plus two stam people that don't have a Shem Dayan because they're not Gomer, is also a Shem Bezdin, and it also complies to the Takanas Chachamim of Shleisha, Lefishitas Ravacha. But Lemaisa, Lefishitas Rava, that's very shver. And we paskin like Rava. We paskin like Shitas Rava that holds that the din of Shalish is Be'emes Adindai Raisa, because Be'emes Iruv Parshiyas Shanukan. Just the Chachamim were Mekel and said that you don't need Mumchen, meaning that you don't need Smuchen. But the Halacha of Shleisha is the Iker Dinda Eraisa that you need Shleisha Dayanim, because it says Elohim three times. Im Ken, Frekt of Shmuel, how could the Rosh Paskin Alach Lamaisa that all you need is one Degomer and two Delegmiri? That's the Chayr, not a Kiyum of the Dinda Eraisa that you need Shleisha Dayanim, because only one has a Shem Dayan and the other two do not have a Shem Dayan, and Rav Shmuel remains Tzorachim. But the Chayr, it's possible to answer this Kasha Alpi, a Nidan which we spoke about in the previous shir, Chelek Aleph of Dav Gimel in Sanhedrin. We mentioned that it's Mevur and Taisvis, B'divir Yamaskel Shalei Tinol, Alpi Sugyei Sashas, that the Takanas Chachamim that say that Hadyaitis is enough is based on a concept of Shlichusayu Kav Dinan, that the Hadyaitis that make the Din are coming B'Shlichus, the original Mumchen that existed B'Zman and in the place that there were Smuchen. What is this idea of Shlichusayu Kavdinan? So we mentioned two possible Mahalchim which are found in the Achrayim. And one of the Mahalchim was that Be'emes, really, the Dayanim of today are not the actual Dayanim. They are only coming B'tayras Shaitrim, B'tayras the people that are coming to enforce the Psak Din, which would have been made by the original Smuchim. That means to say that really the Psak Din is coming Mikayach, the smuchen that are no longer here. The dayanim of Bizmanenu are coming to enforce the psak din that those dayanim would have made, and they're coming b'tayras shaitrim to enforce that psak din, but not to create the psak din. The creation of the psak din is the halacha which the dayanim would have passed in, the dayanim mumchen that lived in the time that there were a mumchen. This is the mahalach that is mentioned in the Chidushei Haganat b'shem Achrayim. And we also found it in the Sefer Levush Mordechai of Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein in Baba Kama Simon Lamed Zayin. And we proved it from a Shach in Simon Aleph Sivkot and Tezayin, that he says that Bizmanenu, that we only have Dayanim that are Hedyaitis. If a Shomer was Nishba, and then we found that he actually stole the Pikadon, he's not going to be Chayiv Kefil Midin Tain Tain Ganiv, because he was Nishba Shaloi Bebezdin. Our Bezdin, which is only Hadyaitos, doesn't have a din of Shvua Bebezdin, and he's not going to be Chayiv Kefil. That was based on this Yisoid, that the Halacha of Shlichusayu Kavdinan doesn't actually give our Dayanim a Torah's Bezdin, Our dayanim are only coming b'shlichus, and they're only coming to execute and enforce the halacha, which would have been paskined by the original dayanim, which were mumchen. So according to this mahalich, it comes out that be'emes, the takanas chachamim that says that you don't need shalish mumchen and you only need shalish adyaitais, really in essence is saying that you don't really need a Torah's bezdin. Because Hadyaitis doesn't have a Shem of Bezdin. They're only Bishlichusayu of Bezdin. The fact that we need Shalesh, it turns out, is not really an extension of the Dinda Oraisa of Shalesh Dayanim, because now we have Shalesh that are not Dayanim. That's not a Bezdin Bechlal. It's just the Indian of Shalesh Shamatzinu Bataira. But Be'emes, with the fact that the Chachamim say that Hadyaitis is enough, that's really in effect being Mevatel, the Indian of a Bezdin on a Daraisa level. Memele, it's possible to say that included in this Takanas Chachamim really is that you don't really need Shalosh Dayanim. As long as you have Chad de Gamir, even if the other two are not Gamir and they don't have a Shem of Dayanim Bechlal, that's also enough. Because anyway, the fact that they're Hadyaitis is going to make that they don't have a Shem Bezdin, and they're only Paskening Bishlichus, and as Shaitrim of the Bezdin Mumchem that existed in the time of Mumchem. So Memele, even Loi Gemiri, which don't have Shem of Dayanim Bechlal, that's also included in the Takanas Chachamim that Shalosh Adyaitis is enough. We don't need Shalosh Dayanim Bechlal. We just need three people in the Maish of Bezdin, and we're being samech on the fact that L'chol HaPachas, one of them will be a Gamir, but they don't have to have a Shem of Dayanim Bechlal. Ad kan this pshat in the Rosh, and it's a tremendous chiddush, but l'chayre, shekein mevur, especially al-pi the shach, which we mentioned, that said that l'maise, a bezdin of adyaitis, doesn't have a shem of a bezdin anywhere. Hayyotze, two pirushim in the Rosh. The Rosh that says that all you need is one that's gamir, and the other two do not need to be gmiri. One pirush is that the Rosh holds that even a dayan that's not gamir has a shem dayan. So it's enough, we have shleisha dayanim. We just don't have the mile of gmiri in two out of three. And the second pirush is that be'emes, the Rosh holds, like those achrayim or kumavur b'shach, that bizmanenu, that we don't have mumchen be'emes, it doesn't have a shem of a bezdin anyway, and that the Takanas Chachamim to say that adyaitis is enough really was being mevatel the whole inyan of bezdin. So just like we don't need a shem bezdin, we don't need that the dayanim should have a shem of dayanim. And even if two out of the three are like gemiri, and they don't have a shem of dayanim, that's enough to be a kiyum of the din of bezdin midrabanan of shleisha adyaitis. These are the two pirushim. Ad kan, shtickel number one. Now let's go weiter. The Kseis HaChayshin in Simon Lamavav Sivkot and Zayin asks the following kasha on the Shitas HaRosh. There's a klal in Eidus of Nimtza Echad Mehem Karav Upasal. What does that mean? That means if there's a kat of Eidim, two or even three, as many as you want, and one of them is found to be a Karav or Pasal, that in effect pasals the entire kat. We learn it from a pasuk, Apishnaim Aishleisha Edim Yakum Davar, which tells us that just like in the case of two Edim, if one of them is Pasul, so the Kat is Batul, so too, even if you have more than two, let's say you have three or four, and one of them is found to be a Pasul, so Lechaira Apipashtis, we still have a remaining two Kashar Edim, so it should be a Kashar Edus. But there's a klal that if Ninza Echemnam Karavu Pasul, that's Mevatul the entire Kat, and everybody is not listened to. So there's a nidan in the paiskim, what about legabe dayanim? If we have dayanim, where it's nimtza echad mehem karavu pasul, do we say that the entire bezdin is batal? Or do we say that no, this klal of nimtza echad mehem karavu pasul is specifically learnt out legabe edus, but legabe a bezdin, even if it's nimtza echad mehem karavu pasul, if we have remaining dayanim which are kosher, and you have the right number of dayanim left also, so the halacha is going to be that the Bezdin is still Kayim, and they could still Paskin. Zok the Kseis HaChayshin, L'chayre, from this rush, we see that there's no klal of Nimtza Echad Mehem Karav Upasal in regards to Dayanim. Because the rush is saying that all we need is Chad de Gamir, and even if we have two out of three which are not Gamir, it's still Kosher. Frek the Kseis HaChayshin, L'chayre, how could that one Dayan that's Gamir be able to Paskin? L'chayre, it should have a din of Nimtza Echad Mehem Karav Upasal. That means to say, even though we only need one that should be a Gamir, and that one that's Gamir is still Kayim, but because part of this Bezdin is found to be Lai Gamir, So therefore, that passels him as well. That also gives him a din, ki'ilu he's a legamir, and he can't paskin either. That's the Ksais HaChayshin's kasha. Now, there are many terutzim given on this Ksais's kasha. Rav David Pavarsky and Shiuri Rav David, tain is that this is not shver b'chlal. Because the klal of nimsa echad mem karav apostle only applies if be'emes, each one of the Edom have the halacha that they have to be kosher. So if one of them is found to be pasul, so it has a din psul, so that affects the entire kat. But what happens in a situation like ours, where the halacha of gamir is not said legabi all the dayanim? Only one of the dayanim has to be a gamir, and the other dayanim, the chacham were machshir, that they are kosher for to be part of the bezin, even though they're not gamir. So by them it isn't a psul b'chlal. So by them there is no such klal of nimtze echad mem karavu pasul. Because it's not a psul. It's okay for them to be like gamir. And the one that is a gamir is a gamir. So the klal of nimtze echam nem karav apostle does not apply b'chlal in this scenario where there's a direct takanas chachamim that says that it's okay for only one out of three to be gamir and the other two can be like miri. That's the taina of Rav David Pavarsky. Rav Shmuel Rizovsky, in Shiur Rav Shmuel Ois Chavav, he says another teretz. It's based on a Ravid in Masech Demakis, the Vav Amud Beis. The Ravid over there says, in a case of Nimtze Echad Mem Karvu Pasul by Edim, that we have to differentiate between different kinds of psul. If the psul is a psul korva, or it's a different kind of psul, like a gazlin, or a mesachik bekuvya, so that has a shem psul. So we have an Ed here with a psul. So there's a klal of Nimtze Echad Mem Karvu Pasul, and that psul affects the entire kat. But what happens if we have a situation where one of the Edom turns out to be a baldover? A baldover is not the pshat that he has a shem psul. A baldover doesn't have a shem aid b'chlal. An aid means a bystander that's saying testimony on something that happened between the balei dvarim. The baldover himself isn't an aid. So he's not an aid with a shem psul, he's just not an aid. Somebody who's not an aid b'chlal is kemisha einoy. So the klal of nimtze echad mem karav apostle doesn't apply over there. If he's kemisha einoy, he's not part of this kat in the first place. There's no chibur between him and the other eid in the first place. So the fact that he's a baldover doesn't affect the other eid at all, any of the other eidim at all. And the halacha is going to be that the remaining eidim could be meyed. That's the yisoid of the ravid over there in Makas Davov. Zakrab Shmuel, this yisoid can also be applied to the inyan of nimtze echad mem karav apostle in regard to dayanim. If we have a dayan that's nimtze bay psul, he's a kariv, he's a masachik b'kluvya, etc., then we could say the same klal, nimtze echad mem karav upasul, and he's part of the group of bezdin, that's going to be mevatel and create a psul in the entire bezdin. But what happens if we find one of the dayanim to be not a dayan b'chlal? Then, just as the Ravid says, that if you're not an eid b'chlal, so you're not part of this kat, so you don't pasul, so too, a dayan which isn't a dayan isn't part of this group of bezdin b'chlal, and there's no halacha of nimtze echad mem karav upasul, and the rest are going to be kosher. Zok Reb Shmuel, so too we can say about a dayan that's loy gomer. A dayan that's loy gomer is not a dayan b'chlal. He's loy gomer. That was the hanacha which we said previously, b'shem Reb Shmuel. And even if the chacham were machshir it anyway, obviously they were machshir to have a moishav of three people in this dion, even though really two out of three don't even have a shem dayan b'chlal, and in effect really isn't a bezdin b'chlal. So if he's not a dayan b'chlal, there's no klal of nimtze echad mem karav upasul. If we'd have a case where it's shleisha gemiri and they're all dayanim, and we have a bezin lefaneinu, so then we could say, if one of them has a psul, it nimtze echad mem karav upasul, the entire bezin is pasul. But in a case where one of the dayanim is a loy gamir, so that psul is really not a psul. That psul means he doesn't have a shem dayan b'chlal. So memele cannot carry over to the rest of the bezin and pasul them, midin nimtze echad mem karav upasul. That's the teretz that Reb Shmuel wants to give. Now avada, this teretz is mitli toloi in the two pirushim that we had in the Rosh in the previous shtickle. If we say that the Rosh holds, like our first possible pshat, that a dayan that's like gamir really has a shem dayan, he's missing the maila of gamir, but he's not missing the shem dayan, then we can't say like this shtickle. Because be'emes, they are three dayanim, and there is a chibur between them. It's just that he's missing the maila of gamir. So there the ksais would be correct in assuming that once part of the bezdin is missing the inyan of gamir, So it's as if the entire Beis Din is missing that Maila, which is a psul klapi the entire Beis Din, because we need that at least one of them should be a Gomer. If we say the other pshat, which is the Hanacha Pshuta of Reb Shmuel, that a Dayan that's like Gomer doesn't have a Shem Dayan Bechlal, but just we say that it's still kosher based on the Yisoid of the Achrayim and the Shach, that Bizmanenu, that Shlichusayuka of Dinon, really they don't have to have a Shem of a Beis Din and Shem of Dayanim Bechlal, then it's possible to say what Reb Shmuel says, that because they don't have a Shem of Dayanim Bechlal, so therefore there is no halacha of Nimtza Echad Mehem Karav Upasol. But Be'emes, Harbe Yesh Lefalpul Bazeh, because Lechayra, according to the Shach, that says that Bizmanenu, they don't have a Shem Beis Din Bechlal, it's just three people that are sitting B'mayshav Beis Din doing the Shlichus of the Dayanim Mumchen of old, and like the Shach says that a Shvuah B'fneim doesn't have a din of a Shvuah B'Beis Din, so Lechayra Bechlal, it's not possible to apply the Inyan of Nimtza Echad Mehem Karav Upasol. That Inyan is only a possible Inyan by something that has a Shem Beis Din. But if Bizmanenu doesn't actually have a Shem Beis Din Bechlal, so Lechayra, that whole halacha is not nogeya. V'harbe yesh lefalpul bazeh, ten lechacham v'yechkam oid. Ad kan shtikl number two. Now, the Gemara in Amud Beis brings down a machlekes Rabbi Yosha and Rabbi Yonasan. How do we know that we need shloisha dayanim? Rabbi Yosha says because it says three times the word Elohim in the parasha. And Rabbi Yonasan says that be'emes, we can't darshan the first time because ain't darshan tchilois. But be'emes, there are two extra words of Elohim which tells us they need two dayanim. But then there's a klal of ein beis din shakol, so it cannot remain with two dayanim, so it must be that there are three dayanim. The Gemara points out that according to Rav Yoshia that says that we need three words of Elohim to tell us three dayanim, he obviously holds like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that doesn't hold of the klal of ein beis din shakol. Now, according to Rabbi Yonasan that does hold of the klal of ein beis din shakol, the Shaar HaMishpat in Simen Yud Ches has a shaila. Does that mean that even b'di'eved, a bezdin which is not shakol, their din is not a din? Which would mean to say that if we have two dayanim that sit down l'din, and they both agree, so there's no machlekes b'chlal, that there also, halach is going to be that the din is not a din b'chlal. Or it just means that l'chatchila, we have to have a bezdin of shalish because ain't bezdin shakol. But b'di'eved, if we only had two, and they both agreed, that the din is a din. According to Rabbi Yeshia that has three words of Elohim, obviously it's Ma'akiv even b'di'evet. His Shaila is specifically, according to Rabbi Yonasan, that it's only mitzad the din of Ein Beis Din Shakol. And he brings a raya that it's obvious that the halach of Ein Beis Din Shakol is Ma'akiv even b'di'evet. Because if it were only a din l'chatchila, then the Gemara would not be able to prove from Rabbi Yeshia that darshan three times Elohim that he doesn't hold to the klal of Ein Beis Din Shakol. Maybe Rabbi Yeshia also agrees to the klal of Ein Beis Din Shakol, but that's only machayev that we should have three dayanim lechatchila, and that's where Rav Yoshia tells us that there's three times word Elohim in order to be machadish that it's ma'akiv even b'di'evet. The fact that the Gemara proves from Rav Yoshia that he must not hold of the klal of ein beis din shakol b'chlal is muchach that if you hold of the klal of ein beis din shakol, that's ma'akiv even b'di'evet, and that's the halacha l'maisa of the Shaar HaMishpat. Another raya brings the Shaar HaMishpat. Because we paskin like Rav Avohu brought down in the Gemara earlier, that Beis and Beis and other places, that Shnayim Shadonu Dine Mominis Ein Dinehem Din, but the Eved, the Din is not Chal. And we paskin like Rav Yonasan that says that the way we know Shalish Dayanim is because of Ein Beis Din Shakol. So these two Piskei Halacha show us that the Klal of Rav Yonasan of Beis Din Shakol is Ma'akiv even B'di Eved, and that's Pashit to the Shaar HaMishpat. Therefore, says the Shaar HaMishpat, if there's going to be a Beis Din, even a large Beis Din, 6, 8, 10, but there's an even amount of Dayanim within the Beis Din, their Psak is not going to be Chal, because Ein Beis Din Shakol, and even B'di'eved, their Din is not a Din. Now, the fact that the Shaar HaMishpat had a Suffolk, if it's the Chatchila or B'di'eved, is Tzarech Talmud. What's the Tzad to the Shaar HaMishpat that this is only a Chatchila to Kedin? The Gemara learns it out from a Pasuk, Lintois acharei rabim lahatois, omra toira, asei lecha beis din oita. There's a pasuk that tells us you need a beis din oita. How can we possibly have a havamina that that's just a lechatchila dekadin and not a b'di'eved dekadin? So lechayrim, The suffix of the Shara Mishpat can be explained according to a Shaila which we spoke about in the previous shir, Daf Gimel Chelek Aleph. We spoke about that there are two ways to understand the halacha of Ein Bezdin Shakol. One way to understand it is that the Torah is telling us to create a Bezdin where we can come to a conclusion based on Reif. If we have an even amount of Dayanim, it's possible that we won't come to a conclusion because half will say this way and half will say the other way. We need a Bezdin which will be conclusive based on the din of Reif. That's one possible explanation. The other possible explanation, Aseilecha Bezdin Noita, is that it's a Xeris HaKosov in the Tzura of Bezdin. The Bezdin has to be a Bezdin Noita. It has to be a leaning Bezdin, a Bezdin which is always going to have more on one side than on the other side. Not just as a Hecha Timtze to come to the din of Reif. And we spoke about this at length in the previous year. So it's possible to say that the suffix of the Shara Mishpat is totally in that. If we're to say that this is the Tzura of the Bezdin, there's no way to say that that's only Lechatchila and not B'dievet. If the Torah delineates exactly what the Tzura of Bezdin has to be, that it has to be a Bezdinaita, then anything less than that is not a Bezdin. But if we're to understand the din of the Torah, that the Torah is being megal to us, make a Bezdin that's going to be conclusive, that it won't be Chetzi like this and Chetzi like that, but will be Reiv, which will create the Psak Halacha, then it's possible to say that what about the Eved if we did not create such a Bezdin? We had a Bezdin that only has 2, or 4, or 6. And nevertheless, it was conclusive because Reiv of the 4, or even all of the 4, Paskin a certain way, so we did come out with the Psak Halacha. So the Eved, it's a good Psak. The din of the Torah was just so that we should be able to have a Psak Halacha. But if we have a Psak Halacha without having a Bezdinaita, that's also going to be Chal the Eved. That could have been the tzad of the Shara Mishpat. Nevertheless, the Shara Mishpat brings a raya, mikayach the sugyas, that when the Torah is makbid on a Bezdin Naita, it's even b'di'evet. Now that's not a raya to the other tzad of the Shaila. It's possible that the inyan of Bezdin Naita is that we have to be able to have a raiv in the psak. Nevertheless, the Torah was makbid, that we always have to have a situation where whatever happens, we're never going to be stuck. There's always going to be a conclusive psak based on raiv. Ad kan shtickle number 3, and now let's go weiter to the next shtickle. The Gemara comes out that the shita of Rabbi Yeshe is that the pasuk of Achri Rabban Lahatis is only written in regards to dinei nefashos and not in regards to dinei mamonos. So the Gemara asks the kasha, according to Rabbi Yeshe, how do we know that in regards to dinei mamonos, if Reiv of the Bezdin paskins lechiyuv, that we're going to go bus a Reiv and he's going to be chayiv? There's no pasuk of Achri Rabban Lahatis. And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yoshia Maisla Bekal V'Chaymer Medinei Nefashis. He learns a Bekal V'Chaymer, Ma Dinei Nefashis Techamiri Amar Rachman Azil Basaruba, Dinei Mominis Leikol Shekein. If Dinei Nefashis, which is more Chamor, the halacha is, we're Saimach on Reiv, Kol Shekein in regards to Mamain, which is more Kal. So Taisus asks the Kasha, B'Divri Amaschal Dinei Mominis Leikol Shekein, that we know that the Shita of Shmuel and Masechta Baba Basra, Dav Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, and the Perakam Eicher Peres, is that Ein Holchem Mamon Achar Arayv. If there's a suffix for what purpose a person bought a shar, was it L'Shchita or was it L'Radia? And the kindest taina is that he bought it L'Radia, so therefore the fact that it turned out to be a shar Nagchen makes it a Mekach Tos. The halacha is that even though Al Pi Rayv, the kindest is correct, and he may return the shar and get back his money, Ein Holchem Mamon Achar Harayv. So Frektaisvis, just like in our sugya, we see that we say a Kal V'Chaymer, if we go Basarei B'dinei Nefashis, we should go Basarei B'dinei Mamonis. So Shmuel should say the exact same thing. How can Shmuel say Ein Holchem B'Mamon Achar Arayv, we should go Basarei B'Kal V'Chaymer M'dinei Nefashis? So Taisvis has a Havamina to answer that this, that in our sugya we say that B'Kal V'Chaymer M'dinei Nefashis, you go Basarei, is only in regards to Ruba the Isa Kaman. Ruba de Isa Kaman, which means to say that we have Lufaneinu a clear and definite Reiv. Reiv of the Dayanim are saying Chiyuv, and a Miut of the Dayanim are saying Ptor. But a Ruba de Lesa Kaman, which is really a Reiv that's based on the general Mahalach of the world, the Teva Ha'olam, that Reiv people buy L'Radia, but it's not based on definite specific numbers. Maybe in regards to that, that's a weaker Reiv. So in regards to that, we don't go bus a Reif, not Medina Nefashis, and not Medina Mamonis. Zog Taisus, you cannot say that. And Taisus brings two rayas from different Gemaras that in regards to Nefashis, we go basa raiv even beruba de lesa kaman. For example, raiv nashim latas yaldon, or raiv inchi tobe ibra de archa, which both of these are ruba de lesa kamans because they're based on the teva ha'olam and not on specific numbers. So we see over there that we go basar ruba de lesa kaman by nefashis. So we should have a kavachaymer that so too b'dinei mamonis we go basar ruba de lesa kaman. And therefore Shmuel, who says ein hocham l'maman acharayv, is shver. So Taisus answers that no, be'emes we always go basarayv bein b'dinei nefashis bein b'dinei mamonis. This that Shmuel says in regards to Rav Shvarim L'Radia, that we don't go basarayv because ein hocham l'maman acharayv, that specifically over there, the Ruba L'Radia Zavni, Leichashiv Kihanach Ruba, Hilkach Leisamchinon Ahach Ruba B'dinei Mamonis. Specifically in regards to the Rav of Ruba L'Radia Zavni, that's not such a Chashiv a Rav, and that Rav, we don't go basar L'Gabi Mamonis, and definitely not L'Gabi Nefashis. Now, Taisus does not explain how this Rav is a weak Rav. And be'emes the kuntros hasvekis and klal vav ois aleph is matmia v'zel ha'shaynoi dvareyem koshin banayusi l'shmaya shalai hishmi'enu reyesa d'hayruba me'ahu. Taisus does not explain in what way this rav has a reyesa. V'nimtza d'nafal klala d'shmuel d'en hochen b'mamon acharav b'bira. If Taisus just says, without specifying, that this rav is worse, turns out that Shmuel's klal of en hochen b'mamon acharav falls into the bar. There's no way that we can apply this klal to anywhere because Taisus doesn't explain to us what the gedder of this klal is. That's the kuntros hasvekis' tmiya on this Taisus. So to be mazber Taisus, there are kama pirushim in the achrayim, and we'd like to say over two of them. The Bach in Chayshim Mishpat Simon Reish Lamed Beis Sivkot and Chaf Aleph, he says that the metzias of Ruba L'Radia Zavni works like this. Be'emes, rav of the animals that are sold in the shuk are l'shchita. But rav of the kainim, the people who are buying animals, they're buying them l'radia. So it comes out, it's really a very weak rav, because in regards to the kainim, it's true that rav l'radia kaina. But in regards to the animals themselves, rav of them are l'shchita. That's why this is a weak rav. And this rav is where Shmuel says we don't go basaret l'gabi mamain and surely not l'gabi nefashis. But there are many kashas on this mahalach of the Bach. Ayin shom in kuntros hasvekis klal vav ois aleph that he's marich to be maksha on the Bach. So the kuntros hasvekis himself answers, and as they state in Shev Shmaitze, Shmaitze Dalet Perek Vav, they answer al pi the Ramban in Mechamis in Masechta Kedushin daf nun amud beis. The Ramban over there is talking about the sugya of Savlainus, which discusses the minig to send Savlainus after Kiddushin. Says the Ramban, v'zel ha'shaynai, a klal, when we go basarayv and when not. Hasam rayv chiyuv v'teva. When do we always go basarayv? That's only a rayv which is behechreach. It's the teva ha'olam like that. It's b'chiyuv. It has to be that way. V'i'efshar elokein. Avalkan einay el haminhog upaamim harbei shadam noyeg kaminik hamuet. Zog the Ramban, but in regards to shlichas of linus, it's the minhag olam to be like that. But nothing is machayev, nothing is machriach that every person should be noyeg like the minhag olam. It's possible for a person not to be noyeg that way. Such a kind of rive is a weak rive. And the Ramban over there is mavur that be'emes that rive also has a din of rive meikar adin. Just in regards to ishus, we're going to be machmir. And we're not going to go basa rav, that's totally b'minig, and that's not b'chiv u'b'teva. Zok de Shmaitz and the Kuntros HaSvekis, so too in regards to Ruba L'Radia Zavni. There's no teva ha'olam that animals have to be al pi rav bat L'Radia. A rav b'teva, for example, would be rav animals are not treifis. That's the chukei ha'teva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, that rav animals are that way. There's no other option. Mashenkin and Ruba L'Radia Zavni, that's the regular minhag ha'olam. That's a weaker rive, because it doesn't have to be that way. It's just the minhag that way. A weaker rive does not work b'mamayin, because a weaker rive cannot be mitzi from a muchzik. Azoy state in the Shmaitze and in the Kuntros HaSvekis to be masber what Taisus means when he says that Ruba L'Radia Zavni loy choshev. Now, Reb Shimon Shkop, in Sefer Shari Yosher, Shar Gimel Para Gimel, he also works with the Mahalach of the Ramban to be Mahalach between a Rav in Teva and a Rav that's totally in Minug. But he is Masber Benusach Didei, how to be Mahalach between these two. He doesn't just say that this is a weaker Rav than that, like the Kuntros HaSfekis and the Shmaitzah say. Rather, he's Magder clearly what's the difference between these two Ravs, a Rav Bechiyuv Ubeteva versus a Rav Beminug. And he says like this. He says that the halacha of Rav is mitzad echad exeris akosav, azay shteit in the Torah acharei rabim lahatis, and mitzad sheni, it's also a svara. There are statistics. If statistically this is the way it usually is, min asvara, it makes sense that we should assume that that's the way it is in this situation as well. Zok Reb Shimon, that the svara of Rav, that only applies by things that are behechreach that way, it's mechuke hateva, and it's bechiyuv. If there's a certain set mahalach b'teva ha'olam, we understand min hasvara that we're going to assume that olam k'minhagei noheg, and probably in this situation as well, things are azovi derive. But things that are tali b'minhag, be'emes, that's just coincidental. It happens to be that if you take an accounting of the minig b'nei adam all around, al pi rav, people are noheg this way. But it does not have to be like that b'chlal, and it's always subject to change, and there's nothing being ma'akev, a specific person, for deciding that he's going to do it his way, and not k'minig ha'olam. So be'emes, in a case that it's tali b'minig, there is no svara of rav, and al pi svara, there's no reason to assume that the statistics are going to be machayev, that that's the way it is in this instance as well. The fact that al pi rav it is that way, that's just b'mikra ba'alma. That doesn't tell us anything in regards to the way it's going to be in this situation. Nevertheless, we're still going to go basa rav, even though there's no svara, because l'maisa, the gzeres akosav is, acharei rabim lahatos, and the Torah is not mechalik between the two situations of rav, and a rav that's tali b'minik is also subject to the gzeres akosav, b'haylich basa rav. Assume that it is like the rav is. So a rav that's a beteva is megzeres akosav umen asvara. A rav that's al pi minik is only gzeres akosav, but there's no svara. Zok Reb Shimon, in most halachas of the Torah, if a Torah says go basa rav, even if there's no svara, there's a din to go basa rav. The exceptions to that rule are by dinei mominis and by dinei nefashis. Because dinei mominis, says Reb Shimon, is called mishpat. Mishpat means that it has to work al pi seichel. And if it has to work al pi seichel, so the only kind of rav that it's possible to use in regards to dinei mominis is only a rav that's also a svara. But a rav that's gzeres akosav can never impact the halacha in regards to mishpat. And so too in regards to dinei nefashis, the Torah says v'hitzilu ha'eda, which means that we're always machapes schuyas in regards to dinei nefashis. So Reb Shimon understands that as long as min hasvara, there's no reason to assume that this person is chayev misa, that's nichlal in the klal of hitzilu ha'eda, and we're not going to kill him. So the only kind of rav that we can use, b'makam nefashis, is only a rav that works min hasvara, which ends up being a rav al piteva and not a rav b'minig. Memeila zok Reb Shimon, that's the pshat in Taisvis. Zok Taisvis, davke ruba l'radia, which is just a rav b'minig, that does not comply to the halachas of mishpat. Such a rav can't be used not by dinan mominis and not by dinan nefashis. But other ravs, like the rav of a bezdin, which is also a rav min hasvara, because if rav people feel that this is emes, probably that is the emes. That's the kind of rav that can be used bein bedinei nefashis ubein bedinei mominis. Adkan the biur in the teretz of our Taisvis in Sanhedrin daf gimel amud beis. Now Taisvis and Baba Kama in Perek Hameniach chav zayin amud beis b'divrei maskil kumash malon, he asks the same kasha as our Taisvis, but he gives a different answer. And Taisvis says because be'emes the halacha vein holchem l'mamon achar rav does not mean that we stam don't go b'mamon achar rav. It means that rav is not strong enough to be mitzi from a muhzik. Zok Taisvis, that klal doesn't apply to Bezdin. It doesn't apply in our case in the Sechta Sanhedrin of Gimel Amud Beis. V'zel ha'shayna Taisvis, d'hosam gabi dayanim shani, d'choshev miyatid hu k'misha enoi. The miyat of dayanim that are paskening differently is as if they don't exist. V'leka l'meimar hosam uki mamayna b'cheskas marei, d'ha Bezdin mafki mamayna. because Beis Din is Maitzi Mamon, and there is no miut with which to say that I'll pee that miut, we should go Basar Mochzik. Now, Taisus doesn't explain why is it true that the miut by Beis Din is Kamisha Einoi. And on this also, the Kuntros Sosveikus is Metame, in Klal Vav Ois Beis, Vizel Ashoinoi, Udvarehem Stumen. The Masha Amru de Gabe Dayanim Choshev Miat Adhu Kamisha Einoi, Tzorich Tam. My time, homi uta gora mish army uta. This needs a tam. Why is the miut of the yanam that are paskening differently any worse than a regular miut in kol ha-toyra kula? So the kuntros ha-sveikus brings down to be masber umatzasi es she'ohav anavshi, says the kuntros ha-sveikus, in the sefer get poshet l'maram chaviv in klal aleph. And he's masber al pi the sugi ha-gemara later in the 10th perek in the sugi of zokin mamre. That it's mavur over there, that when you have a Beis Din which rave paskins one way and a miut paskins otherwise, it's the miut is mechuyev to be mevatal daitom and to be meira halacha lemaisa like the rave. If one of the dayanim that was in the opposition on the tzad of miut goes out and paskins kedai toy and not like the das a rave, it's also for him to do that. He's liable to be considered a zaken mamre. Zokt the Maharam Chaviv, turns out that Lemaisa, once Beis Din paskins, that's Machayev, that not just the Rav should hold that way, now the Miyot also has to paskin that way. So at the end of the day, it turns out that there is no Rav connected to Miyot, the entire Beis Din body, everybody paskins a specific way. So it comes out the Haitzah's moment is not happening Ayidei the Rav, the Haitzah's moment is happening Ayidei all the members of the Beis Din. That's the Mahalik that the Kuntros HaSveikus brings down, B'Shem the Maharam Chaviv. Now it's Yidua, another Mahalach from Rav Chaim Brisker, printed in Chidushei Agrach al Hashas and Baba Kamach of Zayin Omid Beis, and he says like this. He says, Be'emes, in regards to Rav, there are many different halachas. There's one halacha called Holchen Achar Rav, which says that if we have a suffix, so we should assume that things are like the Rav. And then there's another halacha, which is called Rubei Kekulei, which we find, for example, regabi shchita. The halacha is, in order to be a kosher shchita, you have to cut both simanim. Now, what happens if a person only cuts rive of the simanim? The halacha is rubei kekulei. Rive of the simanim that are nishchat, it's ke'ilu kulei. It's ke'ilu the entire simanim are geshachtim. Zok Reb Chaim, in regards to Beis Din, we also have a concept called rubei kekulei. When there's a meish of Beis Din, there's a chefza, there's a collaborative chefza called a Beis Din. If Rav of the Beis Din paskins a specific way, it's rubei kekulei, and it's as if the psak came out of the entire Beis Din. The whole Beis Din body is paskining like this. Even though be'etzem only Rav of the members within the Beis Din paskin that way, but when we look at the Beis Din as a whole, we say rubei kekulei. It's as if the whole Beis Din paskin this way. So therefore, the Haitzah's Mamin, again, is not happening Ayidei, the specific members of the Beis Din, the Paskin, the specific way, which would be only Rav and not a Miut, but rather this is the Psak of the Beis Din as a whole, Midin Rubei Kekulei. Therefore, there's no Mokim to say, Ukim Amayne B'cheskas Mare, because it's as if there's no Miut on the other Tzad. There's an entire Beis Din that's being Maitzi the Mamin, and not just the Rav. Ad kan the pshat from Reb Chaim Brisker. Now it's important to point out that with this shtickle from Reb Chaim, we have a new insight into an inyan that we spoke about in the shir on Sanhedrin Daf Beis. We discussed then what's the nafkamina of the fact that three dayanim have a Shem Beis Din in regards to Dinei Mamonis. Why would we even need a Shem Beis Din? As long as we know what the halacha is, that's enough. But according to Reb Chaim, it's very understandable. Because if, let's say, three dayanim would not have a Shem Beis Din, if two out of the three would paskin chiyuv and one would paskin potter, we would not be able to be machayiv the nidain. Because ein holchem b'mamon achar rav. Just because rav paskin feel that he should be chayiv, he can't be mitzi mamon based on a rav. The only way that we can be mitzi mamon is with the fact that it's chal on them a Shem Beis Din. Now we have a unit, a chefza called Beis Din, which has in it a halacha of rubei kekulei. So now the entire Beis Din as a whole is paskin l'chiyuv, so we could be Maitzi Mamon. So there's a tremendous nafkamina in the fact that Shalosh has a Shem Beis Din al pi divrei ha-grach. Ad kan, this shtickle to be masber, Taisvis in Baba Kama Daf Chavzayin Amud Beis Teretz on our Taisvis question. But Be'emes, there's still a loose end. Because L'chayre, Taisvis by us and over there in Baba Kama brings a raya that Holchon B'momen Acharoiv by Dinan Afashais, even Beruba de Lesakamon, from Raiv Nashim L'tes Yaldon, and Ruba de Inchi Tol B'Ibra de Yarcha, which both of those raves is not an Indian of Bezdin, so there's no concept of Rubik Akulai. There's a rave and a miut. So the chayre, those two rayas should be a raya that we go bus a rave legabi dina nafashes, even b'makim, where there is a miut, and we could be mighty mammon based on the rave. Because just like we could paskin alpi rave to actually kill somebody, for sure we could paskin alpi rave to be mighty mammon, killing somebody should the chayre be no less than being mighty and mamin away from him. You're actually being mighty his entire nefesh from him. So if we go bas arayv to be mighty a nefesh from a person, for sure we should be able to be go bas arayv to be mighty mamin. And that Taisus doesn't discuss. So we can find in the Achrayim many different mahalchim how to understand why paskening a chi of misa, even though we're being mighty the nefesh from the person, that's not considered going keneged a mochzik. And we are going to mention now, Be'ez Hashem, three possible pirushim. One pshat can be found in the Kuntras HaSveikas. The Kuntras HaSveikas in Klal Vav, Ois Gimel, says something very deep. V'zel HaShainai. Leka lememar hamideu al chazkosoi, shehu atzmai nidoin. You can't say you should put him on the chazaka, because he himself is being nidoin. That means to say, the Indian of chazaka is, when we have a person who has money, and the issue is, taking money away from the person. The person is a person. He's a bialim. Now we want to take something away from him. But if the issue isn't taking something away from the person, but rather to eliminate the person atzmai, there is no machzik to be a muchzik. There's nobody holding on to something to say we can't take it away. A person is not holding on to himself. He is himself. So eliminating the person himself is not considered being mighty from a muchzik. Davka by Mammon, where we have a machzik, so we can say the person who is a machzik is a muchzik on the money that's by him. Do not take it away from him. But by nefashis, where there is no person holding a person, but rather the issue is on the person himself, that's not called being mighty from a muchzik, and that doesn't have the chaymer of hamed Mammon al chazkasai. So the fact that we find in various places that legabi nefashis we could go bas arayv would not help us in regards to Mamain, because in Mamain, it's going keneged a muchzik, whereas the Gabi Nefashis, you're not going keneged a muchzik. That's the mahalach of the Kuntras HaSveikas. There's another mahalach, which can be found in the Chem D'Shleime, in the beginning of Masechta Gittin, and he says something very simple. Zok the Chem D'Shleime, there's a very big difference between a chi of Mamain and a chi of Misa. A chi of Mamain is chal on the Nidain himself. He is mechuyev to give up his money. So we cannot paskin that he is mechuyev to give up his money because he's a muchzik on his money. Masha'enken, in regards to nefashais, the chiv is not chal on the person. He's not mechuyev to give up his life. Rather, the chiv is chal on bezdin. Bezdin is mechuyev to go ahead and execute a chiyuv misa. The chiyuv that's chal on bezdin, to be mekayim the misa's bezdin, is not going keneged a muchzik b'chlal. So therefore, we can use a reiv to paskin for Bezdin, that they have a chiyuv to do a Mises Bezdin, even B'makim Raif, Mashenken Lagabi Dine Mominis, where we want to paskin on the person and on his assets, that he has no right to hold on to those assets, there we're running Keneged Muchzik, so we cannot use a Raif to paskin a chiyuv Mamon. That's the second pshat, the pshat from the Chem D'Shleime in the beginning of Masechta Gittin. There's a third pshat, that's the pshat of Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan in Chelik Beis in his Aris on Shav Shmaitzim, and also in Kuntras de Beisayfrim, Simen Hay Ois Beis, he says like this. He says that the chiyuv of Mamain is a chiyuv bein Adam l'chaveray, between Ruvain and Shimon. So to be mechayiv Ruvain, to be mitzei Mamain, to give it to Shimon, is going keneged a muchzik. Because klape Shimon, Ruvain is a muchzik on his own Mamain. And we can't be mitzei Mamain, al pi rav, so we don't go basarai. Mashayekin l'gabi nefashayis, it's a chiyuv ben adam la'makim. This nidain is chayv klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give up his life. Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person is not a muchzik on his life. A person is not muchzik on his life more than a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, it's not considered that you're going kinegedim muchzik b'chlal, and we can paskin basarayv legabi dinar nefashes without having a problem of ein holchin b'mamayin kineged hamuchzik. Ad kan the three pirushim for Taisvis and Baba Kamad of Chavzayin Amud Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram Eklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.